Was it damn me?
I don't like to make opinions till I go and see.
What was that? What was that?
Well, they came in.
Our mission is to preach Gauranga philosophy. Therefore, we are taking. Why the municipal cannot give land for this public purpose?
That's what I mean, is that I think that if we saw actually what law that is, and then we discuss it in a proper
way, it might be lying begun. So
there are so many places which are like that, where there's a mandir being built and seva puja is going on, and there is one sevite or one organization has got the seva responsibility, and that's under their charge. I think that legality can be worked around, whatever it may be. Because our purpose is
municipal means public.
Yes.
So for public benefit, why they shall not gain?
Even that place at Calcutta, they never said that it was illegal to give to us. They only said they didn't want to give. That Calcutta Pugur, they never said it was illegal to give. So in this place, they said they want to give. So why they should?
What is illegality? For public, it is a historical place.
They might have come to see whether we would do.
The light is outside. There is no lantern.
This municipal executive, he might have just suggested that let's see if they'll do it without giving them. This municipal executive we didn't meet. He's just appointed by the government. He might have just suggested something like, let's see if they'll do the work without us being very firmly obligated, just testing us. Exactly what it was. But we can't do anything like that. Or it may be that Gargamuni didn't understand their English very well. Or they didn't.
So tomorrow you'll go to see him.
I was thinking to go Monday, because tomorrow is Sunday. So many times they've come, I don't see that suddenly their story should change so drastically.
They came before also.
Oh yeah. They came even to Mayapur.
So
they have shown such enthusiasm. Now at the last minute they'll change their story so much.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem, there might be some misunderstanding.
Why they not replied? We have.
Yeah, they should give us an anyway written reply. Why they are verbally saying whatever they say, they should say in writing. We have written.
Yeah. You may get Govar.
One boy has come from Miami, who has been trained to to work with the cows, Grihastha, and he is considering seriously to stay and develop this.
That's right.
So we can have enough milk for all the devotees.
Yeah.
His name is
Janarda.
Yeah, I think
it's a Janardan.
What is your name? Janardan.
Oh.
And that gentleman you were just talking with this morning, he is the head of the Department of Veterinary of Tropical College of Medicine.
Oh.
On Chittaranjan.
What is his name?
Mr. Rao.
Oh, Raut.
Raut, maybe. And,
he's a good man.
Yeah.
He apart with Kabir and Pratt. He's a good man.
Last time he came, he was chanting Hare Krishna much.
Yeah. So treat him nicely.
I offered that he should come at least once or twice a month. He can see the cows and he can take prasad and we'll give
with
him...
Primary, come.
Come.
Yes. And he will have good association with the devotee.
Yes.
Kisi go raksha bhanijya. The other day you were asking me about the wages, labor.
Yes.
So, our point is, the devotee shall work.
Yes.
So, there is no program to pay wages.
Gradually more and more we're getting more devotees who can work in the agriculture. But to date, most of the people that join are either the handloomers or we're getting mostly handloomers and to some extent some more learned, more educated boys.
Not labor class.
Not labor class. And we need them also for translation and other things.
Yeah.
So to make up the gap then we had to hire. But that's less than now that's we're getting also some labor class joining.
So higher, that also he can become devotee. He can spare 50% of his income. Then he becomes a devotee. Hiring men and working, I don't think that will be very profitable. Then we can purchase from the market.
Even a lot of men are used for making the garden in the beginning. Converting the land to garden land for flowers requires a lot of labor. Because flowers require very fertile and particularly fine soil that has to be dug and chopped and cleaned off.
Ordinary soil. Flower does not grow.
No, not so well. In our city project, we're thinking that those laborers who would be devotees, mostly the labor class, they won't like to live separate from their family. So we're thinking that they could be paid something and then they would give half of that, as you suggested, back. And this way they'd be devotees and they would eat with the prasad with everyone and attend all the programs, but they'd buy their own cloth and things with the other half. But they would have to have separate quarters somewhere.
Where? Within our campus or outside?
So that would be a separate area. Of course, in that vast city project, there was enough room for different quarters, where one place brahmacharis could stay, other place families. Just like now, it's actually getting overcrowded for the handlooms. We should have a separate, one big handloom place. That would be more efficient.
Where do you have?
Of course, just the place would have to be, the place is a bit irregular. Seeing the ultimate plan, you have to find out one place. It would be in this area somewhere. Now they're keeping records of how much is spent on agriculture and how much is received. So what is the profit or loss that can be ascertained? And actually that's not such a threat, because I know that many of the things he's doing by contract. If at some time we need outside labor, for say harvest time, we need the harvest, so we pay them 10 rupees or 20 rupees to harvest one biga. So there's no question of labor, that is a contract.
Yeah.
In so many ways we can we can go around that.
Yes.
Envious people just kind of said. The Western devotees that come, they are amazed that all of the devotees that are here, all the families are living separate from their wives. No temple has achieved that yet.
No.
Everything can be done by practice.
The Harinam is purifying them because they are chanting so many hours. Now when we give class, they also ask questions.
Life is coming.
Yeah. Taking time.
That is bad.
You can put the life in the dead man's to the problem. You're all practically dead, but you're putting life in us.
I don't think in any other place there are so many activities.
No.
They come during that festival, no?